Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The U.S. Senate is set to vote today on federal protections for abortion rights in response to a leaked draft Supreme Court ruling that would end protections under Roe v. Wade. But as NPR's Kelsey Snell reports, the bill does not have sufficient votes to pass.
The bill would guarantee the right for patients to seek an abortion and for providers to provide abortion services without, as the bill calls them, medically unnecessary restrictions. Democrats say they are holding the vote to force senators on the record, even though it cannot pass under current Senate rules, which require at least 60 votes to overcome a filibuster. Zero Republicans are expected to vote for the bill, and Democrats are unlikely to have unanimous support among their 50 members. West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin voted against a largely similar version of the bill earlier this year. Democrats do not have the votes to end the filibuster to pass the bill alone. Manchin has repeatedly told reporters that he supports keeping the filibuster. Kelsey Snell, NPR News, Washington.
Ukraine's natural gas pipeline operator has halted Russian shipments through a hub in eastern Ukraine. It cites ongoing fighting. NPR's Joanna Kisses reports the interruption could disrupt gas supplies to Europe.
The Novopskov pipeline hub is in a part of Ukraine occupied by Russian-backed separatists. Russia says the hub manages about a quarter of Russian gas passing through Ukraine to the rest of Europe. Ukraine says the figure is closer to a third. Energy security expert Alexandra Gavlikovska-Fick says some of the gas flows could be diverted to other interconnection points in the pipeline.
And for that reason, the gas flows will be still possible via Ukraine.
Ukraine says it's trying to reroute the supplies, but Russian gas giant Gazprom says switching paths is too complicated. Joanna Kakissis, NPR News, Dnipro, Ukraine.
Al Jazeera is reporting that Israeli forces in the occupied West Bank shot and killed one of its veteran journalists, Shireen Abu Akleh. Abu Akleh was 51 years old. The International Media Network says the journalist, a Palestinian-American, was covering an Israeli army raid on the Jenin refugee camp when she was shot in the face by a single bullet. Al Jazeera says Abu Akleh was wearing a press vest. That is. Al Jazeera producer Ali Al-Samoudi was shot and injured. The Committee to Protect Journalists condemned the attack and called for a transparent investigation. Israel's defense minister is promising to deliver just that. The largest wildfire in the U.S. is getting closer to mountain resort towns in northern New Mexico. NPR's Eric Westerveld has more on windy conditions.
Usually red flag days, you know, the wind sort of dies down at night. That's the pattern, but not on this fire. On several days, these howling winds have lasted throughout the night, and that's created really dangerous conditions, tossing embers 1, even 2 miles from the main fire where crews have built containment lines.
Eric Westerveld reporting. This is NPR. Basketball big man Bob Lanier has died. The Hall of Famer played 14 seasons with the Detroit Pistons and Milwaukee Bucks. In a statement, NBA Commissioner Adam Silver described Lanier as one of the most talented centers in the history of the NBA, whose influence also extended beyond the court as a global ambassador for the sport. Lanier died yesterday following a short illness. He was 73 years old. A coroner in Indiana has confirmed the cause of death of a former high-ranking jail official in Alabama was a suicide. Vicky White is suspected of helping an inmate escape and sparking a wild week-and-a-half search. Anna Kenda with Droy Public Radio reports it ended violently nearly 300 miles away in Indiana.
Following an autopsy, the Vandenberg County Coroner's Office finds the cause of death as suicide by a single gunshot. Investigators say former guard Vicky White and inmate Casey White, who's not related, had multiple weapons in their vehicle when U.S. Marshals ran the car into a ditch after a brief pursuit. Vicky White was taken to a nearby hospital with a gunshot injury and died a short time later. Casey White is back in custody in Alabama. The distinctive 6'9" inmate was already serving 75 years for a crime spree in 2015 and awaiting trial on murder charges. For NPR News, I'm Ann Kenda.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 226 points at 32,387. This is NPR News.